WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to the radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can I be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
He's like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Bosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position? Oh, I got the pooper going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done the vow here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really soon.
If you're sitting down, stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Saturday night, you know what I mean, time for another edition of CB Radio Live. We're here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, CBLive.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Twitch.tv/DirtyLive. If you have that Amazon Prime link, get to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use career code Rocket Sock on the Fortnite item shop because hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, Sir Rocket, and joined as always by the intern, Kane Kittens.
What is up?
And that's all who's here now because we're technically 1 minute early. We're early for people.
I mean.
You mean what?
We are technically early.
We are technically early. Technically early we are. Technically early. But we're here. No one else, but we're here. Technically early. So, yeah. There's that. And I think we were muted for the first 30 seconds. So there was that as well. Because I was looking up things and I forgot to hit the unmute button. So that's cool. We're good. We're live. It's fine. We're good. So yeah, tonight on the show we have a great, great debate where we're going to do Steven Spielberg versus Michael Bay movies, because why not? They both have made some tremendous movies in their careers.
Well, Spielberg has made tremendous movies.
I mean, there's been some good Michael Bay movies.
Michael Bay has made movies.
He has made some good ones. And then there was the Transformers series, which, you know, was a lot.
Those were iconic pieces of cinema history.
I mean, people love their Transformers. People collect their Transformers and all that thing.
And talk about
them. Mm-hmm. Yep, but we don't do that. No. We talk about other things that get people ridiculed on the internet. Because that's what people like on the internet, to be ridiculed. No. So are you verified? Because that's up for debate who's verified and who isn't on the Twitters.
Well, that's the funny thing is I've seen now there's this whole thing of, you know, like, oh, Twitter Blue, you have to pay, was it $8 a month?
Yes.
And yet I have seen some people, like, for example, AEW star Saraya, who noted that they have not paid, yet somehow are still verified.
Some people, the best is LeBron told him to fuck off, even when he emailed said I'd pay for it, and then out of the kindness... the kindness of Elon Musk's heart. He pays for it. He's even paying for Stephen King's and a few other celebrities, right? And then everyone got theirs taken away yesterday, and then apparently some of them got theirs back today.
Well, the funny thing is I've seen, like I said, I've seen some people where they're like, oh, they got taken away, but then I guess if you've, like, submitted your photo and other stuff, then technically you're still verified.
But that defeats the idea, but I think they're retroactively giving people their things back because...
It's a PR fucking nightmare.
It is a nightmare, because... You look at Alexa Bliss, who was very vocal in tweeting about it, right? And how she's like, that this is a smart move, because, you know, people impersonate them, the WWE superstars, asking mainly the girls for money. Basically trying to look, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm Alexa Bliss, and I'm looking for money, and so please donate to me, and people making scam accounts and stuff like that, and people falling for it. So if they're not verified... Who the fuck is going to stop those scammers? And that's kind of been her stance, which is the rightful one. Like, WWE lost their thing, and now it's gold because I guess they were verified as a business, official Twitter, or whatever. Right. And some people got theirs back. Like, Lupo and Ninja got theirs back, apparently. Somehow. I think they're wondering how they got theirs back. But then if you change your profile picture, you'll lose it again.
If you change your picture, you change your name, like any of those kinds of set things, then it adjusts and like...
Yeah, you lose it.
Certified, yeah, whatever.
Flip your mic down.
Oh, I thought it was all the way down. My bad.
You're good. That's just the weird thing though with it. Like, cool, if you want to pay $8 to get the blue chat mark, cool. That's on you. No fault of you. You can give him the money. It's great. Like, you subscribe here, some of you, and we appreciate it. And it's like, you give us money. It's a free platform. You don't have to subscribe, but we thank you when you do. It's just like that. But the way he went about it, it just doesn't work, you know? Because there are companies that should have their stuff verified because they're, you know, legitimate companies. And it should be something, hey, here we are. Look at our stuff. And then there are people who try to fake it and be someone they're not. Oh, I think celebrities and news organizations... I should put it like this. Celebrities who haven't worked with an agency, the agency should pay for their verification.
I could see that.
That way, you are promoting a verified, you know... Especially for advertisers, right?
A verified product, a verified brand.
Yeah, that would make the most sense.
See, and the interesting thing is, though, because, I mean, it was the same way with Twitter before, you know, Elon got his little claws into it.
Yeah.
What is the line of needing verification? Because I know, like, you've seen Twitch streamers, and some of them are big, you know, Dr. Lupo.
Ninja,
Dr. Disrespect, you know, some of those, where it's like, you know, Tim...
Brand names.
Right. Where it's like they were going for verifications and for the most part getting them. Mm-hmm. Some of them got them late. But it's like, okay, you know, they make a decent amount of money. They have a certain amount of reach. I understand that.
Yeah. If you have a certain following in certain places, yeah. Like if you have a certain level of YouTube fame, yeah.
It's just interesting to be like, what is that demarcation of like, okay, you're kind of known, but not big enough to be able to be subject for verification, I should say.
That's interesting. It's
because it's, you know, is it a follower count? Is it the fact of like how much true reach you have? Is, you know,
if other places deem you verifiable, like for streamers and such, if you Twitch, you have over X amount of followers, say like 50,000 followers. That's a reach. Mm-hmm. So if you have to prove your identity and your brand and to protect it, that and your Twitter would be the same as your Twitch, then yes. Same goes for YouTube subscribers. Say you have 50,000 to 100,000 subscribers, because that's a lot.
Yeah.
I think 100,000 would be the low end of it in terms of verification, like as a base for it. Mm-hmm. It because at that point, I don't even know if subscribers would be the way to do it, though. Would it be would it be views, like, or watch time or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Would have to be a combination of. Say you got a million, you know, like, okay, that's pretty good. Then you should probably like, hey, here's my brand. I have million followers or million subscribers on YouTube. I have X amount here on Twitter, and you know, everything's linked. And then when you get to like the larger celebrities, like think the agency should help prove who you are, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like here's the like, how many followers do they have? Curious. So let's go, like, say a Fortnite leaker, right?
Yeah.
Are they worthy of getting a blue check mark? Because one of the big name Fortnite leakers is Hypex, right?
Right.
2.6 million followers. Why? I don't understand. But two, should, because they've created a big enough brand name, they're worthy of verification? Because that's the weird thing of where do you draw the line of it?
Yeah.
Like, what's your line?
I don't know. It's one of those things where it's kind of like a Hall of Fame where it's like, you know, is there a certain point where you're like, okay, if they have 250 home runs, then they're definitely a Hall of Famer? Or is it the fact of like, you just look at them and you know? Like, because I mean, there's a lot of streamers where I would be like, oh, you know, they seem to have a decent enough following. But at the same time, I go, but do they really deserve, or not deserve, do they need a verification check mark? Only because, like, is there the potential of people harming their brand by impersonation?
And now, the second point is, age. Would you have to be 18 or older to prove, like, would that be your first earmark for, like, in that category? Because there are a lot of streamers who are, you know, 18, 15 to 18 that, you know, get the following because of Fortnite and other games. And they try to have a brand name of their own. Should they be eligible? Or do you have to be like 18, 21, you go from there, like you're a proper adult that needs to be verified, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing with it. Like, to me, if you were previously verified, non-paid, and you went through the full process of it, I think you should have been able to keep your verification. If you only got the badge because you paid, then you would have to pay. Because there are people and brands who went through the proper verification steps to get it. And I know there's people who argue, well, so-and-so calls in favors and stuff like that get people verified. But I think if you went through all those steps and passed all their bars, the original bars, I don't think you should lose your status, as it were, to, because you look at it and this is where it'll get tricky in a few months if people honestly lose their full verification and don't, like, reporting. That's where it's going to hit. Because you know brand names. You know Adam, we'll stay in sports. Adam Schefter's, the Woges and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's very easy to, if they don't have their verification, and even with their verification, but it's because you've been able to pay for the check.
Yeah.
That people have been able to put out information to look like it's them putting it out there. Because that's what Twitter's been good for. The one good thing about Twitter has been the reporting of information in real time. And this goes all the way back to, you know, when we got Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you check on the people who have the most verification in reporting to know, hey, this is legitimate or it's not. So it's like a lot of reporters who cannot probably afford, wouldn't say cannot afford, on the local end, we'll go with local end, $8 a month is a lot to, it's not a lot, but it's enough to make you question it.
Yeah.
And it's something to the point where you want to be able to trust the source, and the verification would help. And I think over time, if they do not have it, I think a lot of misinformation is going to be put out there. Especially, what's next year we do the election?
Yeah, 2020, November 2024, yeah.
So next year, a lot. If verification on the platform is not handled correct, we have a lot of misinformation put out there.
I hate to say this, it's going to be a factor no matter how authentication hits because of who's in charge.
But at least you'll be able to verify the information. If the person or people, you can kind of fact check them. And buy into the story. And it's, I don't know, it's weird that they have to go this route. I don't know. That's my thoughts. I feel like
I absolutely understand that.
I feel like we need another step of, hey, well, maybe you can make exceptions to the rule of, hey, this company can back their employee going, hey, this is a real person, this is their job. If they're breaking news and they're reporting news and stuff like that, because they're, what's the NPR lost their Twitter status or something? Because they didn't want to pay.
Yeah, I was going to say, they refused to pay because I think they said they were a government agency. And then, they lost of every, them and, I want to say public radio.
Mm-hmm. And the Weather Channel, because they're disabling, they disabled, like, the API bots or something. Like, the National Weather Service bots can't work anymore. Because they're making them pay, or not they're making them pay, I think they disabled access or something. Which is like, well, that kind of need to be helpful, like, get alerts. I know you get them on your phone, but people also read their Twitters and get up-to-date information. And
yeah, I was going to say, like, the National Weather Service and then the Weather Channel are two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was going to say, like, the National Weather Service is the government agency which actually provides the information, and then the Weather Channel takes that, privatizes it, and turns it commercial.
Yeah.
Bastards.
Mm-hmm. It's just, we're going to get to a point where you gotta figure it out. And people go, well, what does it matter if they don't have news on Twitter? It's like, not everyone gets the news from Twitter. I get that. But the most up-to-date and in real-time fashion to get information is Twitter.
Yeah, I was going to say, the thing is back in the day, like, if you wanted to get your news, you either went to the newspaper or you watched the evening news and you got it that way. Now, with the way that, you know, society is, yeah, if you want, I mean, you can go to, like, CNN and try and get news or, you know, any of the news websites or networks. You can try and get your news there. Or, as you mentioned, the most up-to-date stuff is the people who are just sitting there and commenting on Twitter. Now, is that always the most accurate? No. But it is some of the fastest dissemination platforms that we have.
Because you can go, CNN is reporting, and then you can go to CNN.com. You can turn on your TV and get the full story. Because that's what I do. It's like, hey, CNN is reporting this, so you go research what they say, but without having the knowledge of something's breaking, you're not going to flip to CNN. You're not going to go to CNN.com. You're not going to go to ESPN. You're not going to do all those things unless you know about it.
Unless you're looking for the confirmation.
Yeah. Because if you're on Facebook, and Facebook's fine or whatever, but it's not like you don't get the updated feed in 2 seconds. Because basically, with Facebook, you can get a post from 5 days ago as your top story. That's not helpful information in a society where real-time information is key, you know? But that's just me, though. I feel like we're in a weird time.
Oh, no, we're absolutely in a weird time. That's a given.
So, that, I say hi, Sub.
Sup, Sub?
Hi, Sub.
There it is.
There it is. We're going to go one more story, and then we're going to get into the intern's corner. Florida woman time. Florida woman was arrested last week for allegedly brandishing a firearm at two McDonald's drive-thru workers, I should say. Why? Because she wanted an item from the menu that wasn't actually on the menu.
Oh, I thought she was going to go off because it was breakfast, and it was like 10:35.
She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill, open carry of a weapon, driving with a suspended license. The incident began last Thursday at McDonald's in Cocoa, Florida, when Young pulled up to the drive-thru for the second time that evening and requested a meal that was not on the menu. The worker told Young that the menu item wasn't available and asked her why she was mad, prompting Young to allegedly brandish a black handgun and say that she'll push her shit back, according to the affidavit. Young then went through to a second drive-thru window and grabbed the gun and put it in her lap, the other worker told the officers. The McDonald's employees called 911. Responding officers made contact with Young, who allegedly had a black M&P Shield handgun with a drum-style machine capable of carrying 50 rounds in her passenger seat. Okay.
Jesus.
Cool. She was booked into jail in a combined $7,500 bond in the early hours of Friday morning, according to the jail record. She released on Saturday. No attorney was listed. It is the second time this year McDonald's workers in Florida have been threatened with a firearm for seemingly trivial reasons. Last month, a 24-year-old allegedly waved a loaded handgun at a drive-thru workers because she did not receive her free cookie.
Hey, cookies are important, man.
Yeah, but no.
Would you turn down a free cookie?
But if it wasn't there, I wouldn't go grab a gun and go, hey, where's my cookie?
Well, true.
It's not something to pull out your gun over. But maybe that's just me.
I got really fucking good cookies.
And if I really want a good cookie, I'm not going to McDonald's.
Would you go to one of the other places?
I could see you pulling a gun over like some Subway cookies, but not McDonald's.
Even then, you go to an actual bakery and get real cookies. And you don't worry about a McDonald's cookie. Just anyway, corner.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, what do you got for us?
All right, so first up, we're going to start with just a few pieces of music history. So for today, April 22nd, 1978, there was the first televised appearance of the Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi, as they performed on Saturday Night Live in the cold open. You know, not much came from that, though.
No, it was
a skit that just really didn't go anywhere.
Never took off.
No. Mm-mm. And then also on today, in 1989, Madonna started her 3-week run at the number one spot on the U.S. singles charts with the song Like a Prayer, the singer's 7th number one song, and it also hit number one in the U.K. So that was a little bit of music history. Now, I want to delve into just some general history here, because I've known some people that had a question, and it relates to what happened earlier this week. So, a lot of people wonder where the reference or instance of 420 came from.
Okay.
And with some people,
it's
the
police code.
See, funny you mentioned
420
that.
In progress. It's for smoking pot. Some places, maybe.
Yeah, it's not a universal, though. So the question was, how did it become this universal term for it? So I did a little bit of digging. So the origins of the day, or the term 420 generally, are pretty murky at best. Some claim that it referred to a police code for marijuana possession, and others claim that it is a reference to Bob Dylan's Rainy Day Woman, number 12 and 35, with the refrain in the song of Everybody Must Get Stoned. The reason for that is 420 is the product, so if you multiply 12 and 35, you end up getting 420. However, that's not really what a lot of people have linked 420 as. So the consensus, for the large part, has emerged that it came from a group of bell-bottomed friends from San Rafael High School out in California who had called themselves, quote, the Waldos. So a friend's brother was afraid of getting busted for having a patch of cannabis that he was growing out in the woods in Point Reyes. So what he ended up doing was drawing a map and giving the teens, the Waldos, permission to harvest the crop. So during the fall of 1971, at 4:20 in the afternoon, just after classes and football practice, the group would meet up at the school's statue for chemist Louis Pasteur, smoke a joint, and then head out in search for this known weed patch. They never found it, but their private lexicon, which was 420 for, meeting up and being able to smoke up, would end up taking on a life of its own. The Waldos ended up saving postmarked letters and having other artifacts from the 1970s, which referenced the term 420, and these were eventually kept in a bank vault so that when the Oxford English Dictionary added the item to the dictionary in 2017, it cited some of those documents as the earliest recorded uses of the term. So therefore, a lot of this can be linked to these kids from California. Another piece of this is one of the brothers of the Waldos was a very close friend of Grateful Dead bassist Phil Lesh. And Lesh once confirmed in an interview with the Huffington Post. The Waldos actually began hanging out with the band's circle, and through that, the slang spread and started to get wider spread usage. So you fast forward into the 1990s, and Steve Bloom, a reporter for the cannabis magazine High Times, was at a Grateful Dead show and was handed a flyer urging people to meet, quote, at 420, on 420, for 420-ing. And so therefore, High Times decided to produce that, and it kind of really took hold, and that's where a lot of this popularity came from. So you see, you're getting some actual education tonight. You're welcome. Now we're going to go into celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
There's no real good transition from that. First up, April 16th, speaking of Michael Bay movies, he had his own TV show. He was featured in three Michael Bay movies. I don't know if Bay did the later one, but I guess you could call him a bad boy. It is Martin Lawrence, also from the Big Mama series.
Big Mama series, yeah. He also got the star this week on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, good for him.
Which would probably have been on his birthday, I would assume. Chances 59. Gotta be younger than that. So 56?
55.
58. So very close, chat. Next up, we have a famous head football coach, and boy, does he ever love the media. It's Bill Belichick.
Most talkative coach of all time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Bill. Bill Belichick. I think he's in his... I was going to say 68. Chat's at 69. Nice.
70.
71. Okay, next up from 13 going on 30, and the one-time significant other of Ben Affleck, Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner. Chat's is 42. I think she's older than that. 52?
Okay.
Jennifer Gardner, that's the one that did, like, Elektra, married Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Was in a couple movies. What are you saying, 52?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 54.
51. Next up, former writer of The Simpsons, who also just so happened to get a late-night talk show on a couple of networks, Conan O'Brien.
Oh, God.
He looks young.
He looks young, yeah. Like,
but remember... writer on The Simpsons.
Yeah, The Simpsons been 30 years, so you had 30 years to whatever you think he is. Well, okay, I'll just do it, because if you had 30 years, I'll go 60.
Okay.
61.
He is, in fact, 60.
Hey.
All right, next up, she was on Clarissa Explains It All. She was also the original Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Melissa Joan Hart.
Wrestling fan, Melissa Joan Hart, apparently.
Yeah, she really is. Wasn't she also, like, a guest... host of Raw at one point?
Was she?
I thought she was, like, back in the day.
I don't know.
The name sounds familiar.
48.
50.
47. Okay, I don't think she ever actually guest hosted. I think she wanted to at one point, but... And she also got into a war of words with Kevin Owens way back in, like, the 2016.
There you go.
Kevin Owens on Twitter and Sabrina. Gotta love it. Next up, she's a... fairly well-known actress in her own right. She also is a spokesperson for Fabletics and is a famous daughter of Goldie Hawn, Kate Hudson.
What was the brand you said?
Fabletics. It's like a workout brand she always does the commercials for. She may even be part owner. I don't know.
Never seen a commercial for it.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Okay, I believe you. I want to go... Part of me says she's in her 50s, but no. 44. Not confident in that one, but 44.
45?
44.
Because, like, she's done a lot of things, but she was in acting when she was very young, so it's like...
Yeah, she... with her family, she got opportunities very, very young.
Yeah.
And now she's doing a lot more, like... She's still doing some acting, but it's like she's also doing a lot more business and things, so...
Mm-hmm.
All right. Two more. Next up, actor, director... burnout.
The pregnant pause there kind of worries me.
James Franco.
I was worried.
Are you still worried?
No.
Okay.
This was for your descriptions. 40?
What did you say, 40?
Yeah.
That's what Rock just said.
Go 39.
45. Mm. And then finally, this person is a Hollywood legend. You've seen him in things like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Chinatown, As Good As It Gets, The Departed, the first Batman film back with Michael Keaton, and also very, very famous Lakers fan, Jack Nicholson.
80?
Jesus, that man's old.
Chat says 82, I say 80.
Okay, so?
I'll say 81.
86. And finally, tonight, in honor of 420, our movie of the week this week is Dazed and Confused from 1993. So, little pieces of trivia on the movie Dazed and Confused. First up, reportedly 1/6 of the movie's budget was spent acquiring rights to the 1970s pop hits on the soundtrack. In the scene where the kids are building the paddles, the sleeping teacher that's in the shop is a real teacher at the school who still actually works there to this day.
Nice.
Matthew McConaughey's father unfortunately died early in filming, so production had to be shut down briefly while he helped arrange and attend the funeral.
Makes sense.
Sean Andrews and Jason London did not get along during filming.
No.
At one point, Richard Linklater had to break up a fight between them. It changed the ending, which was going to have Pickford instead of Wooderson. It also explains their total almost lack of dialogue, despite sharing several scenes together.
What, the stoner dude that was with Mila and Pink?
I believe so.
Woodard. I mean, because, right, that's the I'm trying to think of exactly who Woodard is.
Kevin Pickford is the character name.
Well, Pickford, that's, I'm pretty sure that's Mandel Pink Floyd. I'll go ahead. I'm going to look it up. Mike, you continue.
Matthew McConaughey's production company, JKL Productions, comes from Wooderson's life credo, just keep living. The beer that was drunk by most of the class, or the cast, excluding minors, was actual beer. Jason London, though, refused to drink on set and was trying to keep from smoking during the movie. The word man appears in the movie 203 times. And both respect and I feel bad for the person who had to actually sit there and count up all of those references. I mean, who actually does that?
You.
Shut up. Although Wooderson is the creepy graduate who still hangs out with the college students, Matthew McConaughey was actually younger than several of the cast members playing teenagers in the movie, including Sasha Jensen, Joey Lauren Adams, and Parker Posey.
I was going to say Parker Posey.
While filming in Texas, Mila Jovovich and Sean Andrews eloped to Las Vegas and got married. Jovovich was only 16 at the time, and her mother had the marriage annulled. The previous year, Jovovich played Charlie Chaplin's first wife, Barbara, in Chaplin. She was 17 when she married the 29-year-old Chaplin, who was subsequently tried for statutory rape. Good to know. And finally, despite being featured on posters, most of Mila Jovovich's scenes were cut. She became so upset about this that she decided to take a break from acting and focus on her music career instead. Jovovich continued acting after being cast, though, in the movie The Fifth Element 4 years later. And that is the Intern's Corner.
All right.
So it was Matthew McConaughey. And the guy that I was thinking, the stoner dude that was with Mila, I guess they were having the problem, which they really didn't. Yeah, I guess they had the big parking lot scene, but because they both drove, you know, they were both drivers of their own cars. So I guess it was kind of easy for them to keep them. But I could see where the stoner dude and his girlfriend were probably a better part of the movie, you know, part of the crew, because they seem like they were all pretty tight. No, I love Dazed and Confused. That's like a fucking, you know, like one of them movies they say if you can get like 20 movies to bring with you to like a end of the world or, you know, fucking locked and you only got 20 movies to watch, I think Dazed and Confused would definitely make it.
They give you 20 on those, that wasn't it like 5 usually for those type
yeah,
of
sometimes.
For the island games? Yeah.
I would have a hard time. Man, 5 would be so hard to just pick 5.
Oh, and Rock, just a little bit of sports news to throw out there. Congratulations to Wrexham Football Club for winning their league championship and being promoted to the next higher league next year. For those of you who don't know, Wrexham is the soccer club that is purchased by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McEnery. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
The guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is they bought the North Wales-based club back in November of 2020 for guess how much?
How much?
$2.5 million or £2 million. And they were able to turn that into like a FX documentary show. They've gotten so much like sponsorships for this club.
Mm-hmm.
They've turned this little football club into, like, an actual known entity. And so now this club is being promoted. I mean, it's not anywhere near, like, English Premier League, don't get me wrong. But it's still, like, I saw a thing where they were so close to being promoted, and I guess Reynolds and McHenry kind of came out and were like, if they get promoted, then, like, we're going to do something. And today, they won, essentially, their league. And so they guaranteed promotion.
Hey, nice.
Yeah. So good on them.
Good on them. Debate time.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
So this week's Greater Than Great Debate, it's Steven Spielberg movies taking on Michael Bay movies.
Spielberg, there it is. I had to do the search for it. All right. So into round number one for Spielberg versus Michael Bay, we have Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the new one, taking on Poltergeist.
Poltergeist?
Texas Chainsaw. Poltergeist. The old Poltergeist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Poltergeist.
They're here.
And that will move on next.
Ouija.
Because those Texas Chainsaw Massacres, those last three or four are just weird. Like, I don't know if you're talking about the remakes, the two remake ones, or the new, you know what I'm saying? Because I would have picked Texas Chainsaw Massacre if it was those two remakes a while back. Those were really good. Or the original. But go ahead.
Okay, next up, Ouija, The Origin of Evil, taking on Schindler's List.
So, I'm going to explain something before we continue. The first movie is a Michael Bay movie. The second is a Steven Spielberg movie, just so we're all on the page.
Well, that's why I'm thinking the Bay one isn't one of the originals or even the later remake.
You'll be surprised. I think it is one of the studio ones.
I got to switch my vote if it matters. The Michael Bay one is actually the good one that I actually like.
This is
Marcus, but I put Michael Bay, Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
We're
talking about that would be the director, right?
Director or produced it. Let's.
Yeah, see, it says Marcus something directed it.
We've moved past that movie. Let's get to this one. A Ouija, Origin of Evil, or Schindler's List.
I guess he is still a part of it. I don't know. Anyway, what's the new one?
A Ouija, Origin of Evil, or Schindler's List?
Schindler's List.
Who's on next?
Bad Boys takes on Hook.
Bad Boys.
Hook.
I want to give the vote to Hook.
That's a good fucking movie.
I'll go the original Bad Boys.
Move on next.
Well, the original Bad Boys was actually Sean Penn.
Next up, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, takes on Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
Texas. Hands all.
Catch.
Catch moves on next.
The Purge, E.T.
E.T.
The first Purge was all right. I thought there was a couple of the other ones were better, so I'm going to go with E.T. I mean, it's kind of unfair for Michael Bay going against Spielberg.
You'll be surprised.
So, sit down.
You'll be surprised.
Nah, I know Bay's got some good ones, but you know what I'm saying. It's like Spielberg's got fucking generations of people hooked on his shit, you know?
Same with Michael Bay. Next.
The Purge Anarchy Minority Report.
I'm going to go with Anarchy. That's one of the ones I liked better.
Minority Report.
I'll go Anarchy. Why not?
Wheel.
Option one.
Option one moves on. Next.
I like the Purge movies.
The Purge Election Year, Jurassic Park.
See, the dude in Election Year was really good. And the first Jurassic Park, right? That was the one. Fuck that. I'm going to go Election Year.
Jurassic Park. Moves on next.
The Jurassic game is good when you watch it now. It's kind of like...
I don't know. I still think it holds up pretty well.
It's good. It's not as... There's a few movies that haven't, for me personally, held up as good as I was like, well, damn. I forgot what movie I watched the other day. You would have liked it. It was definitely down your alley, Brent. I forget what it was.
Pain
it was
and Gain.
A really older... It was older popular movie, but...
Pain and Gain takes on Artificial Intelligence.
You know, I have not finished Pain and Gain. I think I started watching it, but I never finished it, so I'm going to have to go with Artificial Intelligence.
We'll go Pain and Gain.
I'll go AI.
Moves on, next.
Okay. Sorry, got weird sound. Poltergeist, Schindler's List. We're into round twos.
All the more.
Schindler's List.
Schindler.
Moves on, next.
Bad Boys, Catch Me If You Can.
Bad Boys.
Not Bad Boys.
Catch.
Wheel.
What was that again?
Wheel.
Option two.
Catch Me If You Can. Moves on. Next.
E.T. The Purge Anarchy.
Anarchy.
E.T.
Phone home.
Moves on. Next.
Jurassic Park. Artificial Intelligence.
Park.
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Park.
Moves on. Next.
Schindler's List. Catch Me If You Can.
Catch Me If You Can.
What is it?
Schindler's List, Catch Me If You Can.
Schindler's List.
Brent?
I'll go Catch Me If You Can. Schindler's List is good, it's just very heavy.
Next.
E.T. Jurassic Park.
Park.
E.T.
Jurassic. Chaos Theory.
Option 2.
Park moves on next.
Catch Me If You Can, Jurassic Park.
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 Moves on next.
All right, back into round number ones. We have I Am Number 4 versus Always.
I Am Number 4?
Go yep. 4. We'll go 4. Moves on.
I Am Number 4. Next up, Bad Boys 2 takes on War of the Worlds.
Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys 2 or what?
War of the Worlds, the one with Tom Cruise.
War of the Worlds.
Both were bad. I'll go Bad Boys.
Moves on, next.
13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi takes on War Horse.
War Horse?
Benghazi. Benghazi? Wheel?
Option 2.
And your TNT champion moves on. Armageddon, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Armageddon.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Brand?
I said Raiders. Face melting Nazi.
You said none of that. Anyway, next.
Well, I think I said Raiders as sub did, so it got.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th. Yeah. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Doom.
Friday the 13th.
Doom, even though it's probably the worst Indiana Jones.
Next.
Pearl Harbor, The Goonies.
Oh, God, The Goonies.
Goonies stick together.
Goonies move on next.
The Unborn. Jaws.
Jaws, because I don't know The Unborn.
Brent.
Giant Shark.
Moves on, next.
The Amityville Horror, Ready Player One.
Horror?
Oh, Ready Player One, for sure.
RPO.
Moves on, next.
I Am Number 4, Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys for life.
No, this is Bad Boys 2.
I know. It's the line they use in the movie, but I also know there's possibly one coming up.
No, there was one called Bad Boys for Life, wasn't there?
No, there was. Yeah, it was the most recent one.
Mm-hmm. Next.
War Horse, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Who's on next?
Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, the Goonies.
Goonies.
Doom.
Goonies.
Wheel.
Option 1.
Indy.
Temple of Doom moves on, unfortunately. Jaws, Ready Player One.
Ready Player One. Love that fucking movie.
Ready Player One.
Option 1.
Moves on.
Jaws wins in an upset. Well, not really an upset, but...
Not really an upset, no.
Bad Boys, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Bad Boys.
Raiders.
Raiders.
Moves on there.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Jaws.
Jaws.
I'm going to go Temple of Doom.
Jaws.
Yeah, Temple of Doom.
Option 1.
Temple of Doom moves on there.
Raiders of the Lost Ark, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, Raiders.
Yeah, Ark.
Moves on. Show. Next.
Well, finally, the Temple of Doom is fucking out. All right, round number one. Horseman, West Side Story. I forgot Spielberg did West Side Story. The new one.
Mm-hmm.
West Side Story.
Horseman.
As much as I don't like it, West.
Moves on next.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Amistad.
Turtles.
Turtles.
I feel like I need to vote Amistad just because of, like, the importance of that movie, so I have to throw the pity vote there.
Next.
Okay. Ouija, The Post.
The Post?
Ouija?
I'll go Ouija. Was that a WWE Studios film?
I don't remember, but Ouija moved on next?
It was about a Ouija board.
Doesn't mean it wasn't a WWE Studios film.
Oh, Oculus. Oculus was the one.
Gotcha. Next.
WWE Studios. The Hitcher, Empire of the Sun.
Hitcher.
Empire.
Wait, Empire of the Sun versus what?
The Hitcher.
I'll go Empire of the Sun.
Moves on. Next.
Very, very young Christian Bale moves on. Transformers Age of Extinction takes on the BFG.
Transformers.
I don't know. Either one. Age of Extinction, I guess?
Non-Transformers.
Transformer moved on next.
The First Purge, The Adventures of Tintin.
The First Purge. That was a good movie.
Tintin.
Tintin.
Moves on. Next.
Project Almanac, The Terminal.
Terminal.
Sure.
The Terminal.
Terminal.
Terminal's really good.
Yeah.
I felt like it shouldn't have been.
But it was.
But it was actually, yeah, it was actually a, Tom Hanks did a good job with
he
it.
He really did.
I forget, who was the, was Catherine Zeta-Jones the other person?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was someone surprising. Transformers, Saving Private Ryan. We couldn't have two diametrically opposed horror films.
Saving Private Ryan for sure.
Go Transformers, why not?
Rock, I understand your pick on here. I've got to go with, you know, the actual good film.
Oh, I understand that. I was giving it the pity vote.
I understand. As someone who did the pity vote earlier, I completely understand and respect your choice.
You know, you give it pity. Sometimes you just need pity. Next.
All right, round twos. West Side Story, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Turtles.
Twaddles.
Move on next.
Ouija, Empire of the Sun.
Empire.
Ouija.
Empire.
Empire moves on next.
Transformers Age of Extinction, The Adventures of Tintin.
Transformers?
Age of Extinction.
Tintin.
Does not move on next.
The Terminal, Saving Private Ryan.
I'll give it the pity vote, The Terminal.
Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Empire of the Sun.
Turtles.
Empire.
Empire.
Wheel?
Option 2.
I really hope Empire of the Sun is the movie I'm thinking of.
It's the one with Christian Bale as a young kid. It takes place, I think, in Vietnam.
I'm looking. Enough.
Transformers Age of Extinction, Saving Private Ryan. Private Ryan.
Wheel?
Option 1.
Transformers, move on, next.
That's a fucking upset. That is, you have to agree, that is a fucking upset.
Someone makes me laugh.
Wait, what happened?
Transformers Age of Extinction beat Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, what? Did I not vote?
No, you did. It came down to the wheel.
Ben Stiller was in that movie, too, Age of the Empire's Sun.
Empire of the Sun, Transformers Age of Extinction.
Transformers.
Fuck you, Rock.
Age of Extinction.
I'm going Empire of the Sun.
Wheel?
Option 1.
Try it.
For the love of God, thank you.
Try it. Okay.
All right, final round number ones. The Island takes on The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Park.
Wait a minute. Holy shit, dude. You know what? I never realized that was Brent. That was Christian Bale as a little kid. I know what fucking movie this is now. That was like a movie when I was a little kid watching that shit.
87.
Real good movie. Real serious, like, you know, one of them real cool movies that was just, I don't know. All right. Who are we doing now?
The Island takes on The Lost World, Jurassic Park. So the second one.
Oh, fuck. If this is that Leonardo DiCaprio Island movie, fuck that movie. Not
Ewan McGregor and Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I don't think I know it.
I'm going to go The Island. It's the one where they're the clones or copies.
So, Sub, what did you pick? What did you pick?
What was the one that's not The Island?
The Lost World. So, Jurassic Park 2.
God, I like Ian McGregor and Scarlett Johansson. I'm going to fuck go with The Island. Fuck it. That sounds interesting. Wasn't the movie I was thinking about.
Option 1.
The Island moves on. There.
Transformers The Last Knight takes on Munich.
Transformers.
Yeah, Transformers.
Munich.
Transformers move on. Next.
Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, The Color Purple.
Oh, yeah, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, for sure.
Color purple.
Purple. Yeah, I could just be in control.
Did you wheel?
Option 1.
Transformers, move on, next.
Yeah, that's all. Nightmare on Elm Street takes on Lincoln.
Nightmare on Elm Street. Show. It's a show.
Nightmare. Lincoln. Lincoln does not move on, next.
The Rock, the movie with Nick Cage, takes on Twilight Zone, Cage Movie.
Should be the movie. Oh,
wait, what?
Twilight? It should be, but it's not.
It's not, but it should be.
The Twilight Zone?
Someone decided not to run spell check.
Clearly did not come up with spell check. Even though I put it in one, so there you go. The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock? Is that the prison, The Rock?
Yes, the one with Sean Connery and Nick Cage.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That was a good movie.
Next.
Transformers Dark of the Moon takes on Indian Jones and the Last Crusade.
You know, sometimes you just... See, that would have never been caught in spell check.
No, but a clear look of it.
You know, here we are.
Yeah, I liked a lot of the Transformers and Transformers movies, but I just the movies overall always just never... Like, they just... I don't know. They just don't... They didn't capture the Transformers that I grew up on or whatever. Just
because
felt weird.
Because I've never seen Indian Jones and The Last Crusade, we're going with Transformers.
Oh, I'm going Indian Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade.
Sub.
Oh, I went The Last Crusade.
Okay, next.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows takes on Bridge of Spies.
Turtles. I think
no
that's
Secret Turtles. Of the Ooze, Rock.
Not Secret of the Ooze, no.
Why not Secret of the Ooze?
Because not Michael Bay one.
Are you sure it's not a Michael Bay?
Pretty
Bay's
sure.
Bay's got some franchises. He's got some pretty popular franchises going.
Actually, it's not listed on Wikipedia for Michael Bay. Huh, son of a bitch. How was he a producer of the first one, but not the second one?
Because was it really the first one, or was it the remake first one?
No, that second one wasn't a remake of the first one.
Sure. What movie are you talking about?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Wasn't it a remake? No.
The one that he did...
It was the remake of it.
Oh, yeah, 2014. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, he did the fucking CGI one.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I thought he did the practical
no,
one.
No. Still going Turtles. What are you going with?
Bridge of Spies, then.
Sub?
But Spies and what? Turtles? Turtles.
Turtles, move on next.
And the last first round matchup, Bumblebee takes on Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
I'm going to go Bumblebee just because that movie had the fucking real Transformers in the beginning of it, and it was awesome.
Go Bumblebee.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Bumblebee moves on next.
The Island takes on Transformers The Last Night.
Transformers.
The Last Night.
Island, not Transformers.
That was a pretty cool Transformer, that Last Night, dude. He was badass. The old Transformer.
Last Night moves on next.
Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Revenge of the Fallen.
And I know this is the remake one.
Nightmare.
Wheel.
Option 2.
Nightmare moves on next.
Oh, 4-2.
Next.
The Rock, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
The Rock.
Crusade.
The Rock.
The Rock moves on. Next.
Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows, Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
Bumble.
Bumblebee will move on. Next.
Transformers The Last Night, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Transformers.
Last Night.
Nightmare.
Last Night moves on. Next.
The Rock, Bumblebee.
The Rock.
Bumblebee.
The Rock.
The Rock moves on. Next.
Transformers The Last Night, The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock moves on. Next.
Okay. So, semifinals. Jurassic Park takes on Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Park.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Raiders.
Ark moves on. Next.
Empire of the Sun, The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock.
The Rock moves on.
Third place matchup. Jurassic Park, Empire of the Sun.
Park.
Empire of the Sun.
Park.
4-1. Park. Main event.
All right. Main event. And, of course, it seems to have worked out again.
Nine times out of ten.
Somehow it just worked. Raiders of the Lost Ark takes on The Rock.
Sub.
I want to go The Lost Ark.
Going The Rock, which now takes it to a tie, Brent.
I have to go Raiders. I love The Rock. It's a very cheesy-ass movie.
Great movie. It's a great movie, though. I mean, it's... Not no sham on The Rock, but damn, I mean, it's Raiders of the Lost Ark talked about here.
It's Raiders, I'm sorry.
And Raiders is your winner. And that will be our show.
Woo!
Tomorrow night, WTR, Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. We're going to talk the draft. So hopefully everyone did their homework. Or will do their homework. Hints all around. Talk to WWE Draft tomorrow night, WTR Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio. Monday night, maybe we'll do a post show, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll see. The Rack is not live this week. Just so we're aware, it's the final week where The Rack is not live. It's back on May 4th. So there's that. Maybe we'll stream Fortnite. Because, you know, apparently we got to stream. So, well, maybe we'll stream Fortnite this week. We'll
see. Someone yells at us if we don't stream.
We probably have to stream. But they'll be back, so maybe they'll be on the stream with us. not just doing a show, because this is like 3 weeks of wrestling to catch up on, so we can't do a show, but maybe we'll stream Fortnite. Who knows? We'll be back next Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, for Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GUE, at King Kens, at Lone Jobber, at Wave Manson. Final thoughts up.
Final thoughts. Cool debate. Interesting format last week. I thought we were doing something like that again.
No, you can't do. We can't do tier lists every week. It's just not a thing.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying.
Because there's a lot more production that goes into a tier list that has to be put together. So it's not like something we can just do every week.
Right, can't just bang it out too. That like it actually like a lot more conversation.
But there's also a lot of imagery that has to go along with it because it's a visual thing.
Right.
So, that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So one every few months.
Hopefully everybody's enjoying the weather. I know it's fucking nice and hot here. Are you guys hot up there? Or is it cold still?
Well, it got up to about 90 for me, so...
It depends on the day. It can't make up its mind.
Yeah, how it goes back and forth lately, but
it can't make up its mind.
Nope.
Brant, fun luck.
Fun show. Michael Bay is very kind of a director, but hey, we got through the list. With only one or two upsets that hurt my soul.
So there you go. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. A long day was at a Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLive, and
CBRadioLive.com.
Make them come true.
WildTalkRadio.com.